From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has again threatened to cancel next month's planned meeting between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. Following remarks by Vice President Mike Pence, he suggested the North follow the so-called Libya model in giving up its weapons of mass destruction. Foreign Affairs Vice Minister Choe Son-hui called the remarks ignorant and stupid. President Trump Wednesday said the U.S. will know by next week whether Singapore is on or off.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
In remarks to Congress Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remained hopeful the talks would go off as planned, but said sanctions will remain in place.
Our posture will not change until we see credible steps taken towards the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
He said the meeting represents a generational opportunity to resolve a major national security challenge and expressed optimism, reaching an outcome that would be great for the world. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi through an interpreter said Beijing supports the U.S.-North Korea dialogue.
Direct and contact and dialogue between the leaders is key to addressing the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. We look forward to seeing the meeting take place as scheduled and be successful. We believe that President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un are fully able and they have the wisdom to make the right decision.
The U.N. Security Council lifted a travel ban so a North Korean delegation can travel to Singapore. The U.S. Wednesday rejected as unacceptable an appeal for direct U.N. funding of a 5,000-member Africa force to fight extremists in Sahel. The force, made up of troops from the so-called G5, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger, and funded through voluntary pledges. This is VOA News. The U.S. issued a health alert Wednesday for citizens in China following reports an American working at the consulate in the southern city Guangzhou suffered a mild brain injury from what are described as abnormal sounds and pressure. Secretary Pompeo said China has been cooperative.
They've honored their commitment under the Vienna Convention to take care of the diplomats that are serving in their country, and we truly appreciate this. They've offered to assist us in investigating how this came to be, and State Councilor Wong and I had a moment to talk about how we can endeavor to figure out what happened here to ensure something like this doesn't happen again.
The U.S. worker has returned to the U.S. for testing and treatment. Through an interpreter, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang counseled against overreaction.
We don't want to see that this individual case will be magnified, complicated, or even politicized. We hope people will not associate it with other unnecessary matters. China will, in accordance with law, protect all the lawful rights and interests of foreigners in China, especially those of diplomats. That's our firm commitment.
The incident similar to complaints among U.S. and Canadian embassy staff and diplomats last year in Cuba. The U.S. disinvited China from RIMPAC international maritime exercises following what it called Beijing's destabilizing behavior in the South China Sea. China's Foreign Minister Wang, through an interpreter, expressed disappointment.
We find that a very unconstructive move.
The Pentagon said there's evidence China deployed anti-ship missiles, surface-to-air missile systems, and electronic jammers to contested features in the Spratly Islands. Malaysia's Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, following his shock election victory this month, vowed Wednesday to cut the national debt, one of the budget-cutting casualties. Ending next week, the extended search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared in March 2014 without a trace, on a flight to Beijing with 239 on board. Syrian state media said Thursday U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck army positions in the desert in the east near Iraq, where it has been backing rebels fighting Islamic State. The Pentagon denied any knowledge of a raid. Israel's defense minister said he'll seek approval for construction of 2,500 new homes in 30 West Bank Jewish settlements. The Palestinians view these settlements as a threat to their lives and livelihood. President Trump considering steep tariffs on auto imports, similar to duties imposed on steel and aluminum. Administration officials say it's aimed in part at pressuring Canada and Mexico to make sufficient concessions to reach an updated North American free trade agreement. A Dutch officer buried Thursday with full military honors nearly five centuries after his death during the 80-year war. His remains discovered in a church recently. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.